Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Those lips. He cannot stop with Caroline in the lips, Kenny.
No. It's a singular focus there, I think.
It is, and it's very, very creepy. But can I say this? He's right in the time picture. So time features the president of the United States. That's Nika Costa. Everybody's got their something. God knows we do. In fact, this light's driving me nuts here. Have you seen the Time magazine cover?
Yes.
It's a terrible picture.
The shot from way, it looks like they're shooting it down from his feet, up at his head.
It would be a terrible picture of Brad Pitt.
I don't know about that.
I mean, yeah, Brad still would look great. I got it. 651-461-9226. Who right now is the best-looking male on the planet? Outside of Dave Harrigan.
Hello.
Dave Harrigan. Yeah, you look like a guy I would keep away from my children. And my children are 30, 29, and 24. And
because
I still...
you know they can compete.
I still would keep them away. Who is the best-looking... And it can't be neighbor Fred. I mean, that's great. Fred's tremendous looking.
What's wrong with neighbor Fred?
It can't be the postman who you're sleeping with.
Is Ronaldo still in the mix?
Yeah, Cristiano Ronaldo he's a good looking man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a good looking man. And Mrs. Cristiano Ronaldo, she's a good looking human.
That's amazing how they pair up like that.
It's amazing.
Good looking people.
Amazing. I'm suggesting that any cover, like from down on the ground, shooting the chin, the jawline, and it does look like his hair is gone.
Yeah, he's got wisps. He wisps over the front, couple on the side.
I mean, if they're going to honor you for a big deal, that's not where you really want the shot from.
Well, that's how you, photography and film, that's how you show somebody's very important. You shoot them from down below, so you're looking up at them.
Okay. We'll see.
I learned from Ansel Adams.
It's all a little bit of me, too, and like I hate every picture of me. So maybe it's a little bit of that.
Could be.
But Don, not a good picture.
Not the most flattering.
No. And if you're exalting them, as they were, for the deal, you think they'd pick a little, maybe a sketch, maybe a stick figure. What kind of sketch artist is Dave Harrigan?
Not tremendous.
No.
Art was never my thing.
No.
I had a seventh grade art teacher. Maybe it was eighth grade, whatever it was. I had a project I was proud of. I thought this was my Mona Lisa. This was the best thing I could ever do. And she called me up to the front of the class one day and handed it back and said, "I'm really disappointed. It doesn't look like you really tried on this one."
And now you get that from Lindsay every other night.
If I get it every other night, that's
Hi-oh.
Tremendous.
Yeah. When we're going there, I always think of what was it? It was like a mechanical arts class or something like that, where you had to do a lot of soldering and things like this. So we had to do like a nameplate.
Okay.
And I did a nameplate, Dad.
Oh.
Mom was in Monterey.
Yeah.
Okay, mom left. She was in Monterey. Cavorting, so I really was going to do mom at that point. Okay, how's Carmel, mom? I was Pacific Girl.
Mail it to her.
You know, And this will shock you. I like to play practical jokes back then, and so do my friends. And in this, I think it was mechanical arts, this guy pulls my chair out and assumes I see it coming.
Oh.
I did not see it coming. I fall, and I hit the corner of, like, not a normal table, but where you're soldering the big, thick thing. My eye was closed in about 15 minutes.
Oof.
15 minutes. And then not being able to see, I then had to drive with the worst driver on the planet to the emergency room. I'm not sure what I was more scared of, driving with my father or the fact that my left eye was borderline completely shut.
Did you give him the nameplate as a thank you?
I think I probably did. It slowed down.
He chucked it out the
window. Let's just say it slowed down our practical jokes in the class.
Wise.
not good. So, yeah, let me know who is the best, and could the best-looking man look good from that shot? Like Hollywood right now. Brad and George are in their 60s. Who's like in their 30s and 40s? Ryan Reynolds is almost 50, isn't he?
Like Zac Efron or something?
He looks strange now, Zac Efron, right? I mean, I still think he looks like the one he was with one of the Von Erichs in that wrestling movie. Did you ever see that wrestling movie?
I did. It was very good.
I heard it was great. Yeah. I should have seen that. We're not going there, though, early. And by the way, let's just be honest. This show is not going to dwell on MEA week like every other media outlet in town.
I'm missing it.
But since everybody apparently is flying, are you flying this week?
No. I'm going to the airport.
You're off Thursday and Friday.
Yes.
I'm off Thursday.
Taking care of a lot of personal business Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Good personal business?
Not really.
I know what you're taking care of. Since everybody and their brother is traveling, except for the two of us, what is the best part of air travel and what is the worst part of air travel? Most of us have done it. I'm not saying everybody listening has done it, but what percentage of people right now listening either to this podcast, is the HD ever bleeping coming back, by the way? Who's working on our HD? Are they in a government shutdown also?
Yes. It's a federal issue.
Can we go out there? I did the dad thing and I soldered it. I mean, do we need to unplug and plug the HD back in?
Bang the HD a couple times on the top, see what
I
happens.
I mean, can I get neighbor Bill on this?
Come on, HD.
Let's go. Plenty of people listen to the HD. So whether you're not listening on the HD, you're listening live, I'm going to say 90% of us have little airline travel.
Higher.
95?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Best and worst part of air travel. I didn't tell you this was coming. No show meeting. And we talk. We talk in text. Way more people know. Yada. If you're listening on your ride, wherever. I'll give you one right now for worst.
Okay.
The absolute morons who are in the TSA line who will never, ever, ever listen to the simple requirements. Hey, everybody, take your shoes off, got a belt on, take that off, and if you've got electronics bigger than your cell phone, take that out. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Liquids, all the things.
Then about 6 seconds later, hey, everybody, I just want to repeat this. Take your shoes off. If you have a belt on, take it off. Take any liquids out. And if you have any electronics bigger than your cell phone, bigger than your cell phone, thank you. About 5 seconds later, same damn message.
Mm-hmm.
And it is half of the absolute dopes. Really? I didn't take my shoes off? No idea. Why didn't you tell me? They said it over and over again. They need to just have a recorded message to save the TSA folks. My sincere applause to the patience of the TSA folks.
Probably a lot of sick days from people getting laryngitis from having to yell that 87 times an hour.
And still, maybe it's not half, but half the parties, it's close to someone screwing up. And sometimes you're lucky with the new technology, you don't have to take the shoes off.
That's nice. It's been a game changer.
That's nice. By the way, if you go out there and you've got shoes with a lot of laces, what are you doing? Come on. I got some slip-on shoes right now. I could go travel. You got some slip-ons right now?
No, is this a lot of laces or is this an average
too many,
amount of laces?
Too many laces. Get out of here. Get out. My new policy.
Any lace?
No laces. That's it. New policy. If you have any laces and you're above the age of 16, you don't travel it.
But what if I've got them laced up real smooth-like, and I can just kick that shoe off just like that?
No. No laces. Unless you have that little thing like Quinny does, because Quinny struggles tying, where you don't have to tie it, so the laces like fake laces.
Yeah, okay. You got the little like circle thing you turn. And
because then we're waiting for our stuff, right? And then they can't figure out how to lay down things, okay? You know, they're going to put everything on top of
each
other.
Can't stack.
No stacking. And if you just listen, you know, you don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar from the greatest academic institution on the planet, which is Arizona State University. No stacking. And then the folks just want to stay right there, right? They want to stay right there and put all the stuff in the bag. Well, now all the carts, they're banging. They're getting caught up. They got a little bench for over here. A lot of airports don't have enough benches.
Got to have more benches in that area. Got to have a big wide area.
Lot of benches.
Do you have a problem with people even wearing belts to the airport then, if you're so worried about the laces? Because that takes time too.
I'm normally a belt wearer, but the belt is not as fashion forward as it once was. Right?
Could you put it in your bag so it goes through and then you put it on at the end?
I think that's a good idea. Already be prepared. Be beltless.
Debelt yourself.
The blinking lights should say, debelt yourself. So the TSA, and I'm sure some of the TSA folks, a very, very small percentage, aren't great. The overwhelming number are great and patient, and it's time to show some respect to the TSA community. That's one of the worst parts. There are many other great parts. There are other terrible parts. Considering 75 million Minnesotans are flying later this week, and the two of us are not in that category, tell me some things that you thoroughly enjoy about air travel and some things you hate about air travel. Let's go. 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Are we having some texting issues? I feel like I checked the text earlier. Maybe it's because I made fun of the HD situation.
Could be. People aren't happy.
Yeah. I want to get the folks involved here and go to the where we check our text, but unavailable right now. Okay, what do you have? Because I have, this will shock you. I have plenty more that I like and don't like. What do you have? Because, I mean, you now fly more than me, it seems.
I am pretty much on a flight every other week, yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Or like once a year. Maybe twice.
I might have exaggerated.
Two things come to mind about the most annoying things. Number one, sorry kids, but traveling with children, getting them through the airport, especially if it's a first time and they have questions about everything. Why are we doing this? Why do we have to do that? And I don't have time to explain. Just do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
No, stop. Stop it. Stop trying to push your own suitcase. Let me help you. See, look, you fell over. That's what happens. Traveling with kids is hard. But even worse than that, I would say the selfishness that you encounter, specifically while boarding an airplane.
Yes.
Number one, people so who might true. Be in group five and they call up, you know, group one,
yes.
group two, and they're running to the front of the line. Sir, you're group five. Oh, come on. No, sir, wait. There's that. There's
why do you think they're doing that? Because they're like you. They're cheapskates.
That's
and
fine.
And they don't want to pay for their luggage. So they want to get on early, even though they're on row, let's say, 12. But they want to get on and find a spot, row 30, and put their, you know, their steamer trunk up there. Then when the plane lands, then they want to be able to walk back to row 30, and we all have to stop.
That's part of my annoyance here. First of all, those people have to know if the overhead compartments are full, they're going to stow your bag for free anyway, okay? You'll just have to go pick it up, but it's not that hard. You don't have to pay for it. But what really drives me nuts, last flight I was on, it was a, you know, plane's coming in late, so we got to move, baby. We got to move. We got to hustle. Everybody, come get your paper ticket. We're going to race through. We're going to, you know, expedite boarding, which what's – how about we just expedite it every time? That would
yes,
make it okay.
That's what I was just going to say. But if it's available that way, let's do it all the time.
Multiple announcements of, all right, if you got to go to the bathroom, do it now because we're going to get on that plane
yeah,
and we're
gonna going
to go. Of course. Nearly the last person to get on the plane happened to be sitting right next to me. What does she do? Throws her bag down, runs to the front to use the potty. Are you kidding me?
And
then we got people with the overhead compartments. Those are for your big bags. Those are for the suitcases. Those are not for your purse. Those are not for the thing that you bought in duty free. That goes under your seat. Stop taking up space because your feet can't be bothered to have a small bag near them, people.
Another one, yeah. Try the text while we're babbling here. Another one, if we're just going to stay on the plane, which is a fair terrain, is you're in the middle seat or you're on the window. And we now have terra firma. We have land. Okay? And then, first of all, don't tell me we have another on-time landing. You know when the landing's on time? When I'm actually in the gate, okay? It doesn't matter to me if I, you know, start texting right away and tell Halle Berry I'm there, okay? You know when I'm there? When I'm walking to her helicopter where she's picked me up in the helicopter because she's missed me so much. I don't count that as an on-time arrival. But if you're on the window or the aisle and we're in row 74, you don't need to look at me like, what are we waiting for? Let's go. No, we're in row 74. There's 73 more rows ahead of us. There's already people in the aisle. There's nowhere for us to go. If your legs are cramped and you want to stand up and most likely then you got to duck the head a little bit, there's no room for every one of us to just get in the aisle. It doesn't work. We don't have room. Let's say if it's the standard 3-3, not 2-2 like Chuck Woolery. And by the way, Chuck Woolery sounded like Paul Majors on the show in an hour. He has a great Diane Keaton story. We can't all six get in the spot that occupies one person, can we? We're not Duplain. Duplain, we're not Hervé Villechaize. Is Hervé? Hervé can't be with us.
I don't know.
Can't be with us. Did you ever see Fantasy Island?
No.
Never saw with Ricardo Montalban all in white and Hervé.
I know the reference. I know Duplain.
Duplain. Duplain. Right?
Sorry, missed that one.
Yeah. Do your texts work?
Yeah, they're working great.
Okay.
Flying in.
Yeah.
Worst, people that clap when you land, dead to me.
Thank you. Thank you. In fact, I'm going to clap, yes. Now, if it is unbelievably harrowing, like you're bouncing around like you're a Chuck E. Cheese, which you hate, and the kid's trying to get something out of that stupid game, and you've put in about $700, and it's just gross and disgusting, and it's ping-ponging around. If you're like a ping-pong ball in one of those machines, yeah, but just the standard.
No.
Although I do like to say if the captain's out, I prefer my captains to be out, and I give a sincere thank you.
Well, that's nice.
Do you give a thank you?
Sure.
I don't believe you.
I say thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah?
But I'm not going to clap for them unless they're going to come out of the cockpit and bow like Osmovanska. Sorry, I don't need to clap for you.
Okay.
I don't even know if you can hear me.
So if Dave Harrigan was a pilot, each time would you come out and go, ta-da!
If they clap, yes. Hand it off to the co-pilot. Hey, you park this thing. I got to go meet the public.
Listen, this is beneath me.
You know what? Stop by the merch tent on your way out, too. We've got some stuff that you'll probably like on the jetway.
Hello, everybody. I'll be out there to kind of meet everybody a little bit, especially you and row 17C. I'm going to come meet you first.
Josh says, best part, complimentary snacks. Worst part, knowing Adam Carter is somewhere tracking me on this flight.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, think of this. Mr. Afternoon Drive is in Rosemount forcing Jen, who doesn't like this. Their backyard, I mean, you think the White House is different now? I've been to the Carter compound now. It's enormous, and they're just guessing at where planes are going. The snacks are terrible, Josh. Come on, it's that biscotti.
There's really nothing
good. It's the peanuts, and it's the pretzels.
Yeah.
And that is the biggest set of ice cubes that you've ever seen on mankind. And I'm a big ice guy. You like ice?
No, not a big ice guy.
Yeah, just
no ice. Cranberry juice, no ice.
Cook!
That's the standard order on the flight.
Cranberry. You got an infection?
Yeah.
Urinary tract infection? You're trying to get ahead with the cranberry juice?
I never drink it any other time, but on the flight, it's a special moment.
Gross. Cranberry juice. Disgusting. They turned that down in Gaza during the height of the war. They said, no, keep that back.
Well,
no,
they can't get it. That's what you mean. It's very too popular.
Gross. The ice, you almost choke on those ice cubes.
Oh, it sounds great, really. You're making me feel terrible.
What? Normal size ice cubes would be appreciated.
What's normal?
Not the size of Dan Cook's head.
Crushed ice? Is that what you're thinking?
Crushed ice is excellent.
Oh, please.
Excellent.
Quick melting waters down your drink. Sounds awesome.
No, normal size, not just enormous.
Another bad one. Pervert watching an R-rated movie on their laptop without a clue who else might be watching.
Okay. That's a tough one. I remember, did you ever watch the show Rescue Me?
A couple times I never saw it. Dennis Leary, right?
Dennis Leary. I think, when did it end? It ended like maybe 2005-ish. I think in this century, one of the five or six most underrated shows of all time. I loved it. The cast was so great. It was funny. It was serious. It was this fire department after 9/11. When did Rescue Me finish?
2004 through 2011.
Okay. All right. But there could be some reasonably risky. It was on FX, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say Dennis and some others might be going at it, and then I'm like kind of turning the – then you look bad when you're turning the laptop or the iPad, Then it looks like you're something. Is it worse than if you got the, you know, the laptop pointed basically and you're kind of angled this way? You know, now if you're literally, I don't think you should be got Pornhub should not really be a part of the selection.
No, I think we can skip that.
I think we can skip that.
But even sometimes what they'll have available on the flight, sometimes it's rather violent or you can have some
yes.
sexual situations.
Yes, for sure. They gave
sorry. Delta put this on my seat back. What can I do?
Can I add another worse one?
Sure.
The fact we don't have Wi-Fi that isn't available and it doesn't work all the time is a joke.
Yes, free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi. Okay, no, I don't have to sign in with my Amex Super Gold card or whatever it might be. Come on. How often does it not work? Now, one of the greatest things is now that you have all the TV options, right? Mm-hmm. Here's another great one. How the hell does it work? You know, I mean, sometimes you're sitting there going, I'm in this metal tube. In one moment, I'm in Minneapolis. I got a wedding with at 7:35 on April 5th, 1995 was the most memorable moment of my life when my son, my oldest son, Hunter, was born. On November 5th, 2025, he will be married in this little hamlet community you may have never heard of, Maui. Mr. La-di-da. So we're going to be flying. And at one point, I'm going to be in Minneapolis. And as for connecting, I wanted to go straight shot, but people thought that was too much. So now we're stopping.
What is it straight? 10, 12 hours?
Yeah, it was straight. You can go straight to Honolulu. And by the way, when I saw some of the flight prices listed now in the Star Tribune, Elizabeth, because that's not what we paid when we booked months and months and months ago.
That was one of the annoying things.
It's still amazing that 99.999% of the time we get on that tube, we go up there thousands and thousands and thousands of feet in the air, and then we land.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's the best part. It's the time saving.
It's amazing.
I can get to either coast in 3-4 hours.
Yeah, that drive to Maui is a problem.
Yeah, you can. Would I ever go to Hawaii, Australia, for goodness sake? Tom Hauser taking a flight to Australia to run a marathon?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be possible.
He would run there. Okay, he would run across water.
Yeah.
Somehow.
That's probably true. He's got quick feet.
Yeah. All right, you fix my vibe situation here. And then I was, unlike you, invited to the David Josephson party.
Thank you for bringing that up.
The other night. And I had a delightful conversation with his mom. What a sweet, kind woman. And also another friend. And these folks get dogs and they never bring them inside the house. They never bring their dogs inside of the house. Ever. Is this a genius idea? Or is this, are you bleeping kidding me? What do you want to say? Maybe you want to defend yourself because it's are you bleeping kidding me? I want the joy. Like Hunter was over yesterday with Gates. Just phenomenal. Gates has the energy of 17 dogs, but I still love them and enjoy time with them. I don't want to just look outside. Hey, there are the dogs. Hope they're okay. Especially when it's winter in Minnesota. Hey, good luck. Got the heat up really high in here. Or are you somebody, and it's more of the farm folks, I assume, but are you like, hey, that's what we did. Our dogs just stayed outside. That just seems backwards to me. What do you want to say? Phone calls and texts, 651-461-9226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.